cigar. It raised a very small crossbow and fired. The soul of the rat, for anything so similar in so many ways to human beings certainly has a soul, watched gloomily as the figure took its recent habitation by the tail and towed it away. Then it looked up at the death of rats.
"Squeak," it said.
The grim squeaker nodded.
"Squeak."
A minute later, wee mad Arthur emerged into the daylight, dragging the rat behind him. There were 57 neatly lined up along the wall, but despite his name, wee mad Arthur made a point of not killing the young and the pregnant females. It's always a good idea to make sure you've got a job tomorrow. His sign was still tacked up over the hole. Wee mad Arthur, as the only insect and vermin exterminator able to meet the enemy on its own terms, found that it paid to advertise. Wee mad Arthur, for those little things that get you down. Rats, free. Mice, 1p per 10 tails. Moles, 0.5p each. Wasps, 50p per nest. Hornets, 20p extra. Cockroaches and similar, by arrangement. Small fees, big jobs. Arthur took out the world's smallest notebook and a piece of pencil lead. See here, now 58 skins at 2 a penny, city bounty for the tails at 1p per 10, and the carcasses to Gimlet at 2d per 3, the hard-driving dwarf bastard that he was. There was a moment's shadow, and then someone stamped on him.
"Rot," said the owner of the boot. "Still catching rats without a guild card, are you? Easiest $10 we ever earned, Sid. Let's go and..."
The man was lifted several inches off the ground, whirled around and hurled against a wall. His companion stared as a streak of dust raced across his boot, but reacted too late.
"He's gone up me trouser. He's gone up me..."
There was a crack.
"Me knee! Me knee! He's broken me knee!"
The man, who had been flung aside, tried to get up, but something scurried across his chest and landed astride his nose.
"Hey, pal," said wee mad Arthur. "Can your mother sew, pal? Yeah, then get her to stitch this one."
He grabbed an eyelid in each hand and thrust his head forward with pinpoint precision. There was another crack as the skulls met. The man with the broken knee tried to drag himself away, but wee mad Arthur leapt from his stunned comrade and proceeded to kick him. The kicks of a man not much more than 6 inches high should not hurt, but wee mad Arthur seemed to have a lot more mass than his size would allow. Being nutted by Arthur was like being hit by a steel ball from a slingshot. A kick seemed to have all the power of one from a large man, but very painfully concentrated into a smaller area.
"Yes, you can tell them buggers at the Ratcatchers Guild that I works for who's I want and charges what I like," he said between kicks, "and them shites can stop trying to persecute the small businessman."
The other guild enforcer made it to the end of the alley. Arthur gave Sid a final kick and left him in the gutter. Wee mad Arthur walked back to his task, shaking his head. He worked for nothing and sold his rats for half the official rate, a heinous crime. Yet wee mad Arthur was growing rich because the guild hadn't got its joint heads around the idea of fiscal relativity. Arthur charged a lot more for his services. A lot more, that is, from the specialised and above all low point of view of wee mad Arthur. What Ankh Morpork had yet to understand was that the smaller you are, the more your money is worth. A dollar for a human bought a loaf of bread that was eaten in a few bites. The same dollar for wee mad Arthur bought the same sized loaf, but it was food for a week and could then be further hollowed out and used as a bedroom. The size differential problem was also responsible for his frequent drunkenness. Few publicans were prepared to sell beer by the thimbleful or had gnome-sized mugs. Wee mad Arthur had to go drinking in a swimming costume. But he liked his work. No one could clear out rats like wee mad Arthur. Old and cunning rats that knew all about traps, deadfalls and poison were helpless in the face of his attack, which was where, in fact, he often attacked. The last thing they felt was a hand gripping each of their ears, and the last thing they saw was his forehead, approaching at speed. Muttering under his breath, wee mad Arthur got back to his calculations, but not for long. He spun around, forehead cocked.
"It's only us, wee mad Arthur," said Sergeant Colon, stepping back hurriedly.
"That's Mr. Wee Mad Arthur to yous, copper," said Wee Mad Arthur, but he relaxed a little.
"We're Sergeant Colon and Corporal Nobbs," said Colon.
"Yeah, you remember us, don't you?" said Nobby, in a wheedling voice. "We was the ones who helped you when you was fighting them three dwarfs last week." "Yous pulled me off of them, if that's what you mean," said Wee Mad Arthur, "just when I got them all down."
"We want to talk to you about some rats," said Colon.
"Can't take on any more customers," said wee mad Arthur firmly. Some rats you sold to Gimlet's Whole Food Delicatessen a few days ago. What's that to yous? He reckons they was poisoned, said Nobby, who had taken